You've entered the Networker Zone, the ultimate podcast for networkers in direct sales, network marketing, MLM, or any sales side hustle. You'll learn the skills for the how-to and the mindset to make it work from the author of over 20 best-selling books and over 25 years in the business. Here's your host, Keith Schreider.
All right, today in the zone, we are talking about building your business is easier than a New Year's resolution. Now, don't get me wrong, I do love when people are more goal-focused and they do resolutions, whether it's on January 1st or anytime throughout the year, anytime people say, I want to do this, and they kind of go towards that goal. It's just, as we all know, most resolutions don't come true because maybe they're too far-fetched for most people. Now, there is a hack. There is a way around it, and that's what we want to talk about today. But really, it's about building your business is so much easier than most of the resolutions. If you Google top five New Year's resolutions for the past 10, maybe 20 years, they're pretty much all the same. But one article that I read, it's pretty much similar to all the other articles. Number one was to improve fitness. Number two was to improve their finances. Number three was to improve mental health. Number four was to lose weight. And number five was to improve their diet. Now, it could be different terminologies, but they're pretty much all the same. Here's the interesting thing. Three out of five of those have to do with weight loss, or weight loss helps fitness, or people use fitness for weight loss for, well, that's number four is losing weight, improving diet. They pretty much do that for weight loss. So three out of five is on weight loss. Here is the interesting fact. The percentage of people who want to lose weight and lose the weight and keep it off for a year is on average 5%. So one out of 20 people will be able to lose weight and keep it off for a year. Now, I don't want to say it's impossible to lose weight. As we know, there's several great systems and products out there, and those increase the chance of people keeping it off. But as we know, for most people, that they're not following some sort of product or system, they just kind of do it on their own. That's when most people fail, or 19 out of 20 people on average fail. Now, don't worry, we're not going to only focus on the negative. I only wanted to bring up that statistic or that ratio of 1 out of 20. And of course, the other two, which is improve mental health and improve finances, those are for our business. So if you're in a weight loss company, 5 out of 5 resolutions have to do with your company, or your company can help 5 out of the 5 top 5 resolutions, which is pretty crazy. But now these statistics are just for the United States, and the percentages of most companies in their currency are very similar. But here is what got me thinking about how it's easier to build a business than most New Year's resolutions is because the percentage of people who lose weight and keep it off for 1 year, 5% or 1 out of 20, the percentage of millionaires, now that's millionaires as far as net worth. That doesn't mean $1 million in revenue. That means they have income coming in and they put it aside to an asset, whether it's in a portfolio, in real estate, it's in their bank account. The percentage of millionaires is 6 to 8%, or let's meet in the middle, which is 7%. So that's 1 out of 14 people are millionaires. So statistically, you have a better chance of becoming a millionaire than you are of losing weight and keeping it off, which is crazy. Well, let's go a step further. The percentage of people with a $500,000 net worth, so $500,000 in net worth, is around 20%, or 1 out of 5. Now, I know there's a lot of numbers, and don't worry, I'll go to the positive side here in a second. But you are 4 times more likely to have a net worth, or to attain a net worth of $500,000, than to lose weight and keep it off. But let's look on the positive side, especially on weight loss. For weight loss, as you know, if you're in a weight loss company, it's not a quick fix. Now, you may have a jump start with taking your products, but once people start taking the products, like, okay, maybe I will change my breakfast, or you have a breakfast shake, which is their product. And they've lost weight, they get more energy. So now they want to do more exercise, or now that they have more energy, they want to start walking instead of doing the extra 30 minutes of scrolling or some sort of light exercise, or they've changed their mindset. They've been in a company or a community that says, oh, we can achieve weight loss. So weight loss companies are great because they change people's environment. They change people's mindset. Okay, well, that's mental health. That's number three. So there you go. It's all congruent if they've started to change their habits. Things are super easy when people are consistent with something that they can do every single day. Another way of looking at things is if you've lost weight and kept it off, you've done harder work than it is to become a millionaire. So millionaire status is going to be super easy for you. Again, if we go back to the top five New Year's resolutions, number two is to improve finances, which of course we can do. Just by building your business, that's an extra income stream. And if you know a bookkeeper, an accountant to get the right tax deductions, the proper tax deductions that are there to help you build a business, it increases it even more. Number three, mental health. That's personal development in a nutshell. Now, we have business building, personal development. We have mindset training. It kind of depends on what you need. But our business, being around positive people, number three, that improves your mental health. And here is the craziest statistic. Of millionaires, one third of them never made over $100,000 a year. We always look at the six-figure mark or the $100,000 a year, however you want to say it, as the benchmark. And that's great when people make it, but you don't necessarily need to make that much money to become a millionaire. It's all about managing your money. It's all about, can you manage your money or invest it wisely, or can you hire somebody? Do you have an accountant to do the right tax deductions, as I just mentioned, or can you hire somebody? Either you learn it or you hire somebody. That's really it. Plus, of course, building your business. And building your business all starts with habits. Small things we can do every single day that compound makes it easier, and we don't have to think about our habits. Now, the previous two episodes, now this will be the last solo episode of 2024. I have some great interviews that I want to put up as well. But think about this. What habit do you want to add this year? What habits do you want to add this year? Now, it could be overwhelming because you say, okay, I want to do personal development. I want to make a new contact. I want to follow up with people. I want to be able to drop my icebreaker. I want to make new conversations. I want to create influence. You have a lot of these different habits. It could be completely overwhelming. I get that. But start with one right away. Don't wait till whether you listen to this episode when it comes out on December 28th or whether you listen to it anytime next year. Pick one habit that you can start right now. And if you still need ideas, I'll put a link to the Three Easy Habits book and audio. That'll give you some examples for personal development, making new contact, and promoting events. If you need skills on how to talk to people, the best way is to start with the four core skills. I'll put a link to that audio package, as well as you can read books, whatever works best for you. Sometimes I tend to promote audios because people are listening to a podcast, so they're more likely to want audios. But it's all about getting the information and, most importantly, putting it into use, implementing the information. Also, if you're looking for an additional resource, want to get some feedback, not just from us, from the entire industry, if you go to Facebook and go to Network Marketing Questions group page, I'll put a direct link for that group that'll give you some additional ideas, be able to interact with networkers from all walks of life, all different countries, just starting off, and of course, leaders and everybody in between. That's an awesome resource. I tend to forget to plug that one as well. And if you want to reach out to me personally, you can either tag me in the page or send me a Facebook message or send me an email. It's keithschreider@gmail.com. And look forward to connecting with everybody at an upcoming Zoom, on an additional podcast, and of course, our weekly masterclasses. Have a wonderful day, and of course, good luck on your goals and habits for 2024.
Thanks for visiting the Networker Zone. To get awesome networking tips delivered directly to your inbox, or for more information about books, audiobooks, online training, including Zooms and masterclasses, make sure and visit BigAlBooks.com.